Israel's Prime Minister has appeared in court for the first time to face corruption charges against him. Benjamin Netanyahu is the first sitting Prime Minister to face a criminal trial, but he's told supporters he's being framed by a left-wing conspiracy. Middle East correspondent Eric Torchek reports.
A large and rowdy crowd put social distancing aside to show their support for Benjamin Netanyahu outside Jerusalem's district court. Chanting, "He's the King of Israel and the people are sovereign," protesters like Yoav Siani hate the police, prosecutors and the Attorney General who've pursued corruption charges against their Prime Minister.
The corrupted, it's the system, the judiciary corrupted system we have in Israel right now. So we don't believe them. We should demolish the system the way it works and rebuild it from the beginning.
Kept far away by police and steel barricades, another group of protesters strongly disagreed. Rafael Milinovic says he's horrified by the allegations against Mr. Netanyahu, which include that he requested lavish gifts from businessmen, including Australian James Packer, and that he made lucrative regulatory changes for media proprietors in exchange for control over their political coverage.
Hopefully, the court is going to make justice and is going to send him to jail.
Benjamin Netanyahu isn't the first Israeli Prime Minister to be charged with a criminal offence, but the two previous examples resigned before being indicted. In contrast, Mr. Netanyahu clung to power, sending Israel to three inconclusive elections in the last year. He's now using the Premier's podium to attack his accusers and the justice system. Citizens of Israel, he says, what is standing trial today is the attempt to foil the will of the people, the attempt to topple me and the right wing. Mr. Netanyahu's approach has alarmed many observers, including Yuval Shani, the Vice President of Research at the Israel Democracy Institute.
We believe that this toleration of corruption and toleration of conflict of interest is going to lead sooner or later to a significant erosion of public trust in government, and also by implication, public trust in the legal system.
But Mr. Netanyahu's opponents have finally got something they wanted, the Prime Minister in the dock. His first appearance was just to hear the indictments, and it will be months before the court hears the actual evidence. When you add in appeals, the whole process could take up to 5 years, far longer than the term of Mr. Netanyahu's government. From Jerusalem, this is Eric Torchek reporting for AM.